Let's see, where were we? And I'm afraid there's a lot of pressure building, and it's been extremely intense. I found out inadvertently I've been so single-mindedly focused on on this work that I have a difficult time with the bureaucratic parts of my life, you know, handling the payments and blah, 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 and which seem to have multiplied. But in any case, I got a letter saying that from the union, the electrical union, trust fund saying, or no, the pension fund saying, you are eligible next month, on my birthday's next month. And I said, oh, cool, you know. And so it's a very small, because I was only an electrician for like 8 years. It's really minimal, but I thought, you know, every little bit helps. And so I called to find out if it can be like in one lump sum, because I was trying to get my house hours away from Bank of America. Please. And they said no, because it's a small amount and it's only for 5 years. And they said no, but you can get your money, your trust money held in trust. And then I said, what? See, I had assumed that the trust that they were taking out money was for the pension. I'm such an idiot, you know? I said, oh. And that almost entirely, it corresponds with the remainder of the mortgage, right? She says, but you can get that in a lump sum. I said, really? How would I do that? And so they sent me the application, and it required submission of original birth certificate and any divorce papers if you've been married. And when I was a teenager, I was married and for about a couple months. Thank the Lord, the sweetie pie got a divorce a few years later. I only know because after I came back from school, I think he looked me up or whatever because he wanted me to know. I was so swept with this man in high school. He had the biggest afro and the prettiest face. When you're young, I tended to be pretty superficial. Anyway, he showed up. I was so disappointed because all that hair was gone. And he'd become a police officer. What can you say? This is Detroit. You do what you have to do. Anyway, he let me know, you know, I did actually get a divorce because airhead that I didn't even think about it. Well, when it came time to apply to become an electrician, they cared about it. And so I got all that stuff then. And I had a file which said, here's your birth and divorce and all the relevant papers, because they required a lot of paper. And I put it in there. Well, you know, a few years ago, I am certain it was these guys broke into the house. And I did not notice anything taken. It wasn't an obvious break. I mean, they did actually break in, broke a window and came in, but that was not the break-in I'm talking about. I'm talking about they turned off the alarm. And, you know, I have means of knowing that they turned off the alarm because it had to reset, and it reset different. So I knew they had come in. And but I don't know why or what they did. Now I suspect it was to go through and look for data. These guys are seriously into data. Anyway, so that file, there was no divorce paper in it. And so over the last couple weeks, I've been trying, not a week for sure, trying to get that little sucker. And it did not, I was hoping it would arrive, just because I knew it was going to be hell on earth. Because they do not want my son to have this house. I mean, assuming I'm around, I'm not around, they do not want my son to get this house straight up in his name and all that. Because the house is in both of our names. I did that when I was in the trades because I had three close brushes with death, and that was enough warning for me. I said, no, I don't want my son to have to go through probate, blah, blah, blah. So I put it in both our names. And so this divorce paper was delayed and delayed and delayed. And for one reason was I didn't have the exact date. But then the last reason was UPS held it up, and UPS is totally in their hands. They own that company, trust. A lot of companies, actually. So, you know, I had to pay a bunch of money to get it, but it didn't arrive when they said it would arrive. And I was hoping to do it before the holiday, and didn't happen. Long story short, it's been very, very physically difficult. The heavy, heavy, heavy hitting they've been doing on me before tomorrow, which is when I can go take care of all this stuff. Because it did, I do finally have these papers. And hoping I am successful. I am intending to try to figure out a way if my son and I can come to some agreement about it. Assuming I survive long enough to get that check to Bank of America, get them out of our lives, get this house in our name, for real, to figure out a way to... It is a challenge. I mean, we've been talking about agents. We can nullify the effect of agents. But then when you start thinking about opening up your house, it's like, That's a long